Appreciate y'all clapping back there, out there. Amen. Let's clap again. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank you, Lisa. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? That's right. That's right. You don't scare us if you clap now. Amen. Remember how it used to be when I was growing up in church and scared to death? You didn't have to breathe. You know, scared you're going to do something wrong. It don't have to be that way, does it? Amen. Glad to have you. Turn to the woman beside of them and say, boy, you look good today. Hold up. Now, y'all know ever since I've been here, we've been doing this. And I thought y'all were gangrenous. Some of y'all slipped back. We're going to try it one more time. Turn to the woman beside of them and say, you sure look good today. There you go. Amen. Amen. Don't you feel better? Amen. Men, you'll live long lives if you learn to do that. Amen. You'll live long if you learn to do that. Amen. It's good to be in his house this morning, and happy Father's Day to all of our wonderful fathers here today. But before we get into our message today, and I know everyone's got a lot to do and a lot of things going on, so I won't try to hold you. But just a second. In your bulletin this morning, there was a couple more announcements that I just want to elaborate on. A couple things here. If you notice, July 13th, we're going to have a six-week study during Sunday school. We want to promote our Sunday school time. We got some great Sunday school teachers, and they do a fantastic job. I know we're all creatures of habit, and we get used to doing certain things, but I don't know of anyone that goes to work at 10 o'clock. Most of us get there real early. So 10 o'clock's not that early to come to Sunday school. Amen. Amen. So put that in your calendar, and what this is going to be, we're still going to have a regular Sunday school class. Brother James' class is still going to be going on, and all the rest of the classes are going to be going on. This is just an addition for 6 weeks. There's been some talk about maybe we need to have like a basic class, and so I want to have just back to the basics. I call it back to the basics 101. We're just going to talk about salvation, what God's done for us, and just go from there. I just got a little quick study that I have that I want to share, and this will be an opportunity if you have questions or some concerns or things you need help in. This will give you an open forum to say, hey, what about this? You know, sometimes I don't feel saved. Does that mean I'm not saved? All that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about that and use the Word of God as our text for 6 weeks. But please keep in mind all the other classes will be going on. Invite somebody to come. This will be a good opportunity to change some things maybe in our structure that we do. As far as, you know, we're all creatures of habit. We go to work at a certain time. We do things at a certain time. We eat at a certain time. So put this in your calendar to be in Sunday school. Amen. James is not here, so we need to just give God a good praise for all of our teachers. Amen. We've got a lot of good teachers here, a lot of good workers in our church. Now, there's another thing we want to have. This is something the Lord laid on my heart, a Senior Citizens Day. Now, I know we don't have any, but this is just in case. This is just in case one comes in the door. Amen. We want to have a Senior Citizens Day, and this is going to be a special day of honor. So I want you to tell your families about it, and it's just going to be, we'll tell you more about it as time goes on. But put that in your calendar. We want to give you enough time to plan. This will be a great opportunity also if you know some seniors that are not going to church anywhere, or maybe they feel left out, or maybe they're, maybe some just moved into your community or whatever. This is a great opportunity to get them to come. We're going to plan to have a meal that day, and we talked about it in our board meeting the other night. We're not going to make you cook and then come and honor you. We're going to work out some kind of deal. It's sort of like Father's Day. You know, they all take me out to eat, but they give me the bill. I hadn't understood that yet. But anyhow, we're not going to do you that way. But we want to just honor you and let you know that we understand that the foundation of this world is built on principles that you guys have taught us, and we love you. Don't you know that Northview's got some of the most precious senior citizens in the world? Amen. And we're glad to have you. And we just want, I believe that if we honor those that God tells us to honor, he'll bless us, don't you? One other thing's not in your bulletin here, but next Sunday we're going to have one of our heart's desire. You know, every pastor that comes in here, there's a wall out there, and it's got all great pastors that have been here before. And everyone, I believe, if you were to be able to talk to them, they had a mission. God sent them here for a purpose, and they accomplished what they we're sent out to do. And I feel that same way about me. One of the things that I feel like we want to stress for the next several months is communicating leadership. That's the thing, that's the theme that I feel like the Lord is leading me in. And so one of my heart's desires is that every one of you will feel important and that every one of you will feel like you belong. And sometimes we get lost in that. You know, I'm a bivocational pastor. I have to work, support my family, and I pray one day I'll be able to do this full time. But until that time, we still have needs, and you have needs. And so we got some great leaders in our church, some great board members. And so what we're going to do, we talked about it, we're breaking the church up in groups. We got several board members, and they're going to have certain people under each one of their names. And next week we'll have a list out there with a phone number. And what that is, that's a point of contact. If you need something or you get in trouble or whatever, that's in no means to say you can't call anybody else. But this will be a point of contact for you to say, and they will let me know. You're welcome to call me at any time, but sometimes you may not get with me right when you need me. But this will be an opportunity for you. It's called Pastoral Care Leaders, and we certainly want to make sure that you're taken care of. So just put that in your bulletin there, or put that in your notes, and we'll talk about it more. All right? Turn, if you will, to the book of Psalms this morning. I want to talk about the challenge of a good man. The challenge of a good man. I won't hold you but just a few minutes this morning. I want to talk about the challenge of a good man, that I think that God is a God of structure. One thing that I've learned about God is that He's a God of structure. He's a God of order. He's a God that meticulously put everything in place. He put this world in place. And everything evolves on a certain order. Brother Ted this morning shared that there's a movement that to do away with dads. You know, they're basically trying to do with everything else. You know, I don't understand why they can't do away with themselves. Then people to start that. But anyhow, that there's no committee been made like that yet. But there's a lot of people who don't respect the order that God put things in. And because of that, we got chaos. How many of you know when you don't do it the right way, you have chaos? God meticulously put things in order and put it all together. There's a place for the woman. There's a place for the man. There's a place. God had a place for everything. And there is a structure. And let me tell you how the enemy works. We're going to read the scripture in just a minute. Psalm 128. But I want you to understand the enemy is not ignorant. We don't war against an ignorant foe. He's very intelligent. I mean, he got Adam and Eve to turn against God in the garden, and God dealt with them every day. So he is very, 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 very suave. He knows how to confuse people. But one thing we need to understand, all through history, he's tried to destroy men. All through history. You remember back in the Bible days, and I'm not going to take time to go through Bible history this morning, but kill the firstborn or kill the male child, and all that went on and on. And there was a reason. Every time a wicked king would get wroth, they would try to destroy the lineage of a man. And there's a reason for that. God put men in place to provide that order and that structure to fulfill the home, a home. And one of my heart burdens this morning, it breaks, is that we live in a nation. My wife is a school teacher, and she shares a lot of stories with me. And one thing that breaks my heart, I love children. I love family. And one thing that breaks my heart so desperate today is the homes that do not have a father. And I want to say this to you. If you know a home like that, if you know a single mom who's struggling or whatever, and we live in a day now where there are a lot of deadbeat dads. You heard about the runaway bride. There's a lot of runaway dads. They want to father a child, but it takes more than just having a child. It takes a lot to be a father. And I want to share some things here because it's a challenge. We live in a day where the society comes against us and saying, what's the use? For example, as Brother Ted alluded to, that why do we need dads? Why do we need that? Let's just do away with it. Why do we need prayer in schools? Why do we need that? Let's just do away with it. Well, now instead of Ten Commandments on the walls, we got patrolmen in the halls. Amen? Now the deputy sheriff has to roam the halls today to keep order in our schools because we're not allowed to pray anymore. I want to challenge you as men today because I want you to understand you are here by a divine structure of God. You're not here by mistake. You're not here by maybe somebody made a mistake. Your mom and dad made a mistake. No. You are here because God wanted you here. And we are here for a purpose. And I want to, if you don't remember anything else today, I want you to remember one word, and that word's challenge. It is a challenge in our society to be a good man. And the scripture says here's blessed. That's another interpretation says happy. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord. Fears a reverential respect. Fear. Blessed is the one who begins to fear and understand the Lord and walk in his ways. Fear the Lord and walk in his ways. For thou shalt eat. See that? Eat of the house of thine hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with you. It says the wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, and thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, thus shall man be blessed and fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion. Blessings and blessings and blessings. I want to give you five things this morning to just think about or put in your heart as a challenge as men today. One of the things I want to talk about is character. One of the things that I believe that we're challenged with today is to be a man of character. God instituted the man, put the man in place so that we would be that strong element that forms. One of the reasons is because most men are on the battlefield. When you take on the responsibility of a man and then that of a father, you take on a war, because there is a war against the home, because the enemy knows that if the home is destroyed, he can easily walk in and destroy America. Our nation's under attack, not only in the world, but in the church. There's more, the divorce rate is higher in the church than it is in the world now. There is a tremendous need for home and structure. How many of you believe that? I believe that God is a God of structure. And God is a God who wants us to respect and reverence and fear his order. God placed you in place. Now, the reason I said there's a challenge to be a good man is because there's so many identifications of men today. A good man is a man with a lot of money. A good man is a man who has a lot of stuff. A good man is represented by the toys he has. Success in our world is formulated in many different ways, but is it really success? I believe that's the things that we can't always put our hands on that are the greatest. It may not be that we have a lot of possessions and a lot of things that we can give our families. I know as a father, I've always wanted to give my children everything I could give them. And I've really tried in my heart, I've worked hard and tried to provide them because I felt as a father, I didn't have very much of a father role, so I've kind of had to kind of wing it as I went through life. My father was one of those that just kind of, yeah, he was your father because somebody told you that, and that's about all I got out of it. So I kind of had to lean on my heavenly father to give me some direction. One of the things that men, real men, deal with, real fathers deal with is guilt, because we always wonder, have we been good enough? Have we always wondered, have we done the right things and said the right things? And, you know, it's one thing to give your child a $100 bill and walk off. How many of you know that $100 will go pretty quick in this society today? But it's things that we give them that last in character. God said that he put that in the element of a man because it's important that we fear God, that we reverence God, that we walk in a godly counsel. We as men in the workforce, those of you that work on public jobs as I do, How many of you know that all men are not godly men? I know y'all may not know that, but all men are not godly men. And how many of you know when you desire to be successful, and I want to tell you, I am successful today not because of what I've done or my accolades or the plaques I have on the wall. I have learned success because I have learned that my real success is going to come from God, who gives me instruction on how to deal with things. I have been blessed in the business world, but it's not because I am real intelligent and know all this stuff. It's because I serve a God who built this world, and He knows how to do it. And when you ask Him how to do it, He'll give you instruction. How many of you know that? But I've said in board meetings, and I've said in situations where your character is tried. Come on now, this is not a time to sleep. Wake him up. You need to hear this. You sleep all the rest of them, but you need to hear this. This is not a time to compromise and not a time. Let me tell you, how many of you know that when you stand for what's right, in the end, God's still going to bless you? Amen? And sitting around in those board meetings, there's times when you have to say, I can't go that way. Everybody else is going their way, I can't go that way. Why? There have been times I know I've been passed over with jobs, and I've been, not that I didn't have the ability, but because I didn't want to go do the extra things that they want to do. But I want to tell you something. Character will carry you farther than anything else in life. Godly character. And then there's a second thing, contentment. That's a one that I don't know if we as men conquer that or not, but learning how to be content. I don't think I'll ever be to the point that I'm satisfied. See, there's a difference in contentment and satisfied. God has talented you and blessed you with many talents, and you have developed. Now, I look around this congregation this morning, and I see a lot of successful people. So therefore, you must be talented, and you must be a well provider for your home, and fathers, I commend you for that. But I have also learned in growing and developing from my family, there is a place of contentment. And that place of contentment is realizing I am in the will of God. And the will of God, men, I want to challenge you this. The will of God is more important as you build your family than anything else you do. How many of you know there's been job opportunities come to you and you prayed about it and you didn't feel like you should take that? Any men in here like that? And you didn't take that job and you felt like, well, and how many times after, the week after, you felt like, well, I blowed it, I messed up. But then you realize in the end, God blessed you with something better. Contentment. Contentment is not looking over to your neighbor's yard and saying, well, I want everything they got. How many of you know we get in trouble sometimes when we do that? How many here has ever wanted something somebody else had? Amen. Got one honest one. One. Amen. You're going to get to heaven, brother. Amen. We all have said, well, I sure like to have that. You know, and then we get all down in the mouth because we don't have that. But, you know, we got a lot of things to be thankful for, don't we? We got a lot of things to be thankful for. Then this third one, verse 3, talks about the wife. One thing that I have learned, if you really want to love your family, if you really want to inspire your children, if you really want your children to be inspired, love their mama. Amen? Women, you missed it right there. Amen, you missed it. Amen. Right there. That was it. You learn a lot about a man how he treats his wife and family. I've seen men talk to their wives like dogs and talk to everybody else like sweet rose. Men, you're a hypocrite if you do that, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You should love your wife as God loves the church. Isn't that what the Bible says? Love, isn't that what the Word says? And there's a reason for that, because let me tell you something. If the enemy can get friction between you and your wife, he's got a lot of other things. Amen? I know y'all right quiet today. But I'm going to tell you this. If you want to give your children really something to last through life, love their wife. Love your wife. Love your companion. That companion is that one that God has put there. And I know there's a lot of different ramifications and a lot of things go on in the midst of that. But if you've got the one that you feel like God wants you to have, you love her. And your children will see that. One thing that breaks my heart today, and it's happened to my family, and I know it's happened to your family, there's a lot of broken homes. It's happened to my family, and it breaks my heart. Children today are confused because they don't know what home is their home. What house? I live this house this weekend, and I live at that house the other weekend. Can I be real with y'all this morning? Amen. Can I just be real? And it breaks my heart sometimes because it's in my family. It's happened to my family. And it hurts me. But in situations like that, we just show the love of God the best we know how. How many of you know sometimes as a daddy or as a mom or whatever, you just do the best you know how? Amen. Then the fourth one is your children. Our children should be a standard to us. Our children shouldn't be something that we let everybody else raise. Now, I know that we live in a society, we have to have daycares and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what you put in them. How many of you know quality of time is worth more than quantity of time? Quality is important. And then the last thing is contribution. Men, I want to ask yourself a question. I told you I wouldn't be very long this morning, but my time is gone anyway. But men, I want to ask yourself, God has called you to be a blessing. And I'm going to ask you all to stand to your feet. And I'm going to ask every man in this church today, every man in this church, I'm going to ask you to step out and come and meet me in the altar today. We want to have a closing prayer over you today. Men, if you will, come. I'm going to ask all the men to come. And then I'm going to ask wherever your man is up here, I want you to stand behind him. Men, I want you to come. Amen. Amen. It's a hard job that these men have today. They get up and they face a world every day that's unlike God. And they battle every day to do the right thing. And they need your prayers. They need your support. It's not easy. I know if you're a woman, you say it's not easy to be a woman, and I'm sure of that. But it's not easy to be a man in our society today. Especially a man with character. And they need your support and they need your prayer. And I'm asking every one of you ladies to come stand behind somebody. Stand behind somebody, and I just want you to put your hand on their shoulder. Would you do that real quick? Real quick. Just find your man. If you're single, this is your opportunity. Find your man. Amen. Find your man. Amen. Come on, y'all. Y'all don't want no man? Come on. There ain't no good ones left, but just come on, grab what you can. Amen. 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 Miss Ted done knocked all you guys out. Y'all can forget it. Amen. I want you to know this man in front of you has a challenge every day, and they need your prayers. They need you to stand with them. And I know you've done that. But let's pray for them today in a very, very special, special way. Father, in the name of Jesus today, we thank you for these men and for what they do. Lord, our time is coming and gone this morning, but we have shared the best that we know our ability, what you would have us to say today. The challenge of a good man. And Father, sometimes we as men walk out and we say, I don't know if it's worth it or not, but that's just the enemy talking. That's just frustration. That's just being tired sometimes because we know it is worth it. Father, we ask you a couple things this morning. Just give these men strength and give them wisdom to do the right thing, to be the leader of the home. I know we live in a society today, God, that does not appreciate that, but we know that you do. Father, bless these men. We pray anointing and blessing over their lives today, that what their hands touch, it will be blessed. Bless their families. Bless their children. And Father, if there be a dad or a man here today that just realizes sometimes that maybe I missed it, or maybe I don't have it all together, God, just give them some strength and some comfort this morning. Father, I ask you to bless them in a very special way. Thank you for this day. Thank you for America, a nation that still believes in setting days aside that we can reverence and honor our fathers. Lord, we pray a special prayer over them today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you. Amen. Happy Father's Day.